It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2215, Four Truths About Decluttering by Karen Lasuski of KarenLasuski.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Monday. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from, covering personal development, minimalism, happiness, and productivity on this show. But we cover a bunch of other topics in the Optimal Living Daily podcast network, where we have a bunch of shows. Definitely check out those if you like this one. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. And now let's get right to our Minimalist Monday post and start optimizing your life. Four Truths About Decluttering by Karen Lasuski of KarenLasuski.com. When you hear the word decluttering, what comes to your mind? Maybe like so many people, you are thinking, I would have no time for that. Or if you are anything like I was before starting on my journey, you are saying, I don't have anything to declutter. I like and use everything I have. Do either of these sound familiar? Decluttering can be very easy for some people and very difficult for others. If I'm honest, my husband tried to get me to get rid of things for many years, but I was extremely resistant. I held on to everything, even things I didn't like, for the sake of having things. As I've continued on my journey to a more uncluttered and simple life, I've come across many different opinions and ideas about decluttering. I've met so many people who have preconceived notions about decluttering and minimalism. And I want to share some of the truths I have learned since I have decluttered. Here are four truths about decluttering. Number one, it doesn't have to take up all your time or be finished by a certain deadline. 95% of people I talk to about decluttering think they can't do it because they don't have the time. And while it is going to take time to complete, it doesn't have to take up all of your time. Here's the thing, how much time you spend on decluttering each day or each week is up to you. Work full time and only have the weekends to work on this? Well, perfect, the weekends it is. Have little kids at home and can only spare 5 minutes a day to declutter? Well, that works too. Pick one thing to declutter at a time, such as a drawer or a cabinet, and spend 5 minutes a day working on it until it is complete. There's also no time frame or deadline to finishing your decluttering unless you put a timeline on yourself. Take your time and work at your own pace. If you have something you are specifically decluttering for, like family staying in your guest room, then you have made that deadline for yourself, which is fine. But unless there is a specific date that you have chosen for it to be done, you can take as long as you want or need. Number two, there are no rules to decluttering. I can't even tell you the amount of times I see people in Facebook groups tell someone else that their home isn't decluttered or they aren't minimalist enough. This is not a thing. Do not, I repeat, do not let anyone tell you that your decluttering is wrong. If it works for you and it makes you happy, then it is just right. What works for you and what works for me may not look the same, and guess what? That is why this journey is so beautiful. Maybe you want to keep knickknacks because they remind you of a loved one, but I don't have a single knickknack in my home. Neither of us is wrong. Do what feels right to you. Keep what makes you happy. Get rid of what doesn't. It's that simple. Number three, decluttering is different than organizing. Okay, I'll be the first one to admit that I love a good bin or five and have a thing for organizing my house, specifically my kitchen. When I first started decluttering, I thought that I had to go out and buy all the containers, labels, baskets, and bowls. So I spent way too much money buying the cutest organizing materials, thinking that I was doing this whole decluttering thing right. I quickly realized, however, that organizing and decluttering are two very different things. Bummer. In fact, once I got further along with decluttering, I got rid of 98% of the organizing materials I had purchased because I didn't have the stuff to go in them. Ironic, right? One of the things I've learned on this journey is that while organizing your home and your life really makes for a much more simple life and removes a lot of stress, it is completely separate from removing stuff from your home. The process of decluttering is about what you keep in your life, while organizing is how you keep those things. Does that make sense? And tip, focus on decluttering before organizing, not the other way around. And number four, decluttering shouldn't be hard or stressful. One of the most important things I tell my clients when I'm coaching them is that decluttering should not be adding to your stress or overwhelm. If it is, then maybe you need to reevaluate either how you are doing it or why you are decluttering. The point of decluttering is to remove the clutter from your home and your life so you have the space for the things that bring you joy, not adding anxiety and pressure. If you're in a place of resistance, then take a step back and figure out what is making you feel that way. Why are you finding it stressful? Is there something standing in the way of this process? At the end of the day, decluttering shouldn't be hard. It should be peaceful and stress-free. Try and remember that. You just listened to the post titled Four Truths About Decluttering by Karen Lasuski of KarenLasuski.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Karen. The first point about decluttering, taking up all your time, or having to be finished by a certain deadline is a perfect reminder for the month of January, when we tend to make resolutions and want to start something on the first of the month and have X amount done, or X amount of pounds lost by a certain date. With these types of goals, we're often putting too much pressure on ourselves when the goal isn't really what we truly want. Yes, we might want to have our spaces decluttered, but the real goal is to continuously have a space that we're happy with. And decluttering one time by a certain date isn't going to achieve that goal. What will achieve that, or at least help, is focusing on the journey, not the destination. That is, figuring out ways to consistently work towards having a more tidy space, thinking about what we bring in and out of our homes. And that reminder is what this podcast is all about and why I started it as a daily podcast. It's an ongoing thing that we can return to help us make incremental progress each day, myself included. I think it's helped me personally after doing this 6 years, and hopefully it has helped you too. Or if not yet, I'm sure you'll start to see some benefits soon enough. Just keep at it. That's it for today. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow reading to you for our daily practice, where your optimal life awaits.